Hello, my sweet. Lie back. Put your head in my lap and close your eyes. This is time for you. Time to relax and time to heal. And take a deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Good. And again. In through the nose. And release. And one final deep breath in. Inhale and hold. And exhale. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you. Today I want to focus on gratitude. And not in the usual way of wanting you to be grateful for all that you have and all that is to come. I always want you to feel that way. This is something a little more specific, but it requires nothing more from you than a bit of visualizing and the feeling of love. So take one more deep breath for me and settle in. Get nice and comfy. Good. You ready? I want you to think of someone in your life that you feel thankful for. It can be for something that they did, the role they play in your life, the friendship, anything that makes you feel truly grateful for them. Picture them in your mind and feel a sense of love for them in your heart, a sense of gratitude. It can start as a spark, a little light, and then let it grow. Picture a beautiful, soft, green, shimmering light coming from your heart space. That is the color of the heart chakra. And when it glows bright, it only attracts more love and goodness to us. And as soon as you feel your heart become full, I want you to picture that beautiful green light connecting from your heart to theirs. And there's no wrong way to picture this, so don't worry about that part at all. If you need a little help, just picture a cord of green light connected from your heart space flowing into theirs. Send them that love that you are feeling. I promise you they will feel it, and I will explain how. But first, just say in your mind the person's name and tell them you are truly grateful for them and love them. Good. How do you feel? It feels quite lovely to send gratitude to someone you know, right? Okay, so we're going to do it again. Only this time, I want you to think of a stranger. And by that, I mean, it can be anyone. It can be a random person you saw today. It can be a person you see every day, but you don't know. A neighbor, a co-worker. Someone who works in the next building, someone who's in a class across the hall, whatever. Just think of one stranger. And know that the most important thing here is they don't have to have done anything for you to be grateful for. I know, my sweet, it seems a bit odd, but there's a reason, I promise, okay? All right, have you got someone? Picture them in your mind. Good. And when you're ready, just as before, bring that feeling of gratitude into your heart once more. Picture it again as a beautiful shimmering green light. And now, send it to them. With the thought, I am grateful for you. And leave it at that. Nothing more. No conditions, no words. Just picturing them in your mind and that feeling in your heart. Good. And now, take another slow, deep breath in. And a long cleansing exhale. Just relax now. Well done, you. Are you wanting to know why I asked you to do it that way? Why the rando? So, quite simply, that light that you sent to them, it really is just sending a good vibe to someone. Anything that comes from our heart is love. I called it gratitude simply for your comfort level, because I know it might seem really weird to say you're sending love to someone you don't know. But let me explain, okay? Have you ever been in a situation where you see someone, you're around them, you don't know them, you don't talk to them, but you just feel that your presence is bothering them in some way, that they're really quite irritated? The only way you know is you feel it. You felt it at some time. That is a vibration. That is vibration of energy. You feel the vibration of their irritation. Does that make sense? So how many times a week do you feel that kind of irritation towards people just in your day-to-day? Total rando. Someone driving too fast or someone causing traffic. Somebody sitting too close to you on the train or the subway. Whatever. That little feeling of irritation, you're like, oh, that person really irritated me. Believe me. They feel it, just like you have. They may just not know where it's coming from, but they feel it because it's energy. It vibrates within us because we are energy. And with so many people doing it, because there are so many irritations and frustrations in the world right now, we all feel it. It just makes the world seem like this angry, dark, sticky place. To me, dark energy is really sticky and gross feeling. But that's just me. So now, come back to what you just did with your heart. It felt good, right? It felt good because love is the strongest vibration. It's stronger than lower frequency feelings like anger and irritation and frustration. It's where the term love conquers all actually comes from. So you sending out that gratitude in the form of love from your heart, you just raise the vibration or the frequency of the people you sent it to. Just by sending them that feeling in those couple of minutes, you help shift their mood and their vibration as well as your own. I promise you they felt it. It's one of the kindest and most wonderful things that we can do for each other. We've just been programmed to think so much more has to be done to make someone feel happy or loved. And it's sort of fascinating because we're so quick to feel anger. We're so quick to recognize it. We're so quick to believe in it. But then flipping it, and thinking, well, instead of sending you hate, I'm sending you love. A lot of people have a really hard time with that. But I promise you, the love is brighter. It's stronger. It can start to negate all that icky sticky. Does that make sense? And it's not something that we need to take credit for, because this is about love, not ego. You benefit from it just as much as they do, if not more so. Because you felt good doing that for them, right? The feeling after was quite nice. How nice would it be to feel like that more of the time, if not most of the time? It's all in your focus and your choices. And with that, it's all in practice and trying to look at things a little bit differently and a little bit more healthily, not just for the world, but for yourself. Because again, that felt really good, right? It feels way better than being irritated. And it's not to say that you won't have things that irritate you. We are human. We are able to feel those feelings. That's free will. But this is a way to negate that feeling and fill it with something wonderful. And why would I want you to do that? Because, my love, you are wonderful.